Trump is at war against the BRICS nations. He's trying to maintain dollar hegemony, you know, dollar domination over the world. And he's doing this through all kinds of threats of tariffs and extra tariffs on people who are, or nations that are part of BRICS. But in my assessment, it's going to fail. In fact, it's already too late. It's already too late because the U.S. over the last several years has proven to every nation in the world that you better not use the dollar as your reserve currency, and you better not trust the infrastructure of the Western banking cartels. Because if you do, you could have all your assets stolen, like what the West did to Russia, or you could just be basically deplatformed off of the SWIFT system, which means your banks can't send money to other banks, you can't send or receive, import, export, you know, etc. So that lesson has already been learned by all the nations, including Brazil, including India, including Turkey, Iran, Russia, China, etc. And Trump cannot reverse that. And he's not even trying to. What Trump is trying to do is to double down on the punishment. So it's like this. It's like there's a bully on a playground in a children's elementary school. And the bully, which is the U.S., has been running around punching all the other boys in the nose. Every day he finds a boy and punches a boy in the nose. And sometimes he punches girls in the nose too. Because he doesn't care. He's a bully, right? He runs around threatening everybody, do what I tell you to do, or I'm going to punch you in the nose. And then he does punch him in the nose, okay? That's the equivalent of the U.S. running CIA, you know, covert revolutions and bombing campaigns, assassinations and, you know, debt schemes, all kinds of things. So then all the other kids on the playground realize, hey, you know, the bully can't beat all of us together. If we form a group, let's all of us get together, 20 kids. Let's say we'll have a pact that if the bully attacks any one of us, then all 20 of us are going to defend that kid and fight back against the bully. Okay? That's what BRICS is, except BRICS is going to be much larger than just 20 nations. It's, you know, 30, 40, 50 is what it's ultimately going to be, maybe even more. But they have decided they're just tired of the bully, the dollar bully, the U.S. bully, the 25,000 sanctions that the U.S. has. That's just against Russia. And, I don't know, tens of thousands of sanctions against Iran and sanctions against China and sanctioning people and families and banks and corporations. You can't sell chips, you know, you can't export oil. You have to do what we say. And the whole world is tired of that. And the world is tired of the U.S. printing dollars into oblivion. So two major things are happening right now that are going to change history. And again, it's too late for the dollar. It's too late for the United States of America. Trump can't save it. All these desperate measures, launching stable coins, whatever, it's not going to matter. You can't save it. But two major things are happening. Number one, these other countries around the world are no longer buying treasury debt. They don't want treasury debt. China's offloading it as quickly as they can. So there are no more buyers, not really, for U.S. treasury debt. And then secondly, the U.S. is realizing that it's actually in a very weak position because the U.S. doesn't manufacture hardly anything domestically, and the U.S. is dependent on global supply chains in order to function. You know, Trump announced all these new data centers that are going to be built. You know, literally like $1 trillion or more than $1 trillion worth of data centers in the U.S. Okay. Where are you going to get the copper? Where are you going to get the electronic components? Where are you going to get, you know, the transformers and the inverters and all of this? Where are you going to get all this? The network cables, the server racks, the chassis, the conduit. Where are you going to get it all? Oh, you're going to need to get it from China, but Trump is cutting off China with this threat of secondary tariffs coming in like 45 days or something, he says, because China buys oil from Russia. So the U.S. actually cannot survive a global embargo. It's like the bully on the playground realizing that, hey, sooner or later, I'm going to need, you know, water. And if all these countries refuse to allow me to get to the water fountain, then I'm going to die of dehydration out here on the playground. That's the equivalent here. So the U.S. doesn't control the rare earth minerals. The U.S. isn't the manufacturing, you know, dominant factor in the world any longer. The U.S. isn't even the technology leader in the world. The U.S. isn't the military leader. China leads in almost every technology that you can name. Almost everything other than heavy lift rocket launches, lifting into orbit, you know, payloads. Yeah, the U.S. leads in that. But Russia can do that. China leads in almost everything that you can imagine. Advanced materials, robotics, you know, manufacturing, rare earth extraction, even AI technology now. China's also leading in that. And Russia is leading in military weapons and all kinds of advanced technology, anti-air defense systems, you know, you name it. And nuclear power facilities. Russia builds the best nuke plants and has the best nuclear energy technology in the world. And China is working on the micro nuclear reactors, these small format reactors. And China's leading in that area. And China has, you know, 500% more scientists than does the United States. So it's not difficult to see where this is going. Trump's effort is going to fail. The dollar, it's not going to collapse overnight, but it will be increasingly abandoned by other countries, which means that the Federal Reserve is going to have to print the money to buy the debt to be able to issue more money. And this is going to end up in a hyperinflationary spiral of total currency collapse. And your best lifeboat on that is gold and silver. Gold and silver. BRICS is going to win this race. You can count on it. It's just a question of when. And I've also said it will actually be a wonderful day for humanity when the dollar collapses, because the ability of the United States to print money is the ability to weaponize that against humanity. That's exactly what the U.S. has done. The U.S. prints money and uses it to fund weapons for Israel to commit genocide, for example. The U.S. prints money, uses it to run propaganda campaigns to try to get everybody vaccinated. The U.S. prints money and uses it in the DOD, $1 trillion a year budget for the Pentagon, to build more biological weapons to be dropped on the people. The day the dollar dies is the day that humanity survives. The dollar is, or just the whole structure of dollar printing is a source of tremendous evil in our world. So what the world needs is honest currency that cannot be counterfeited by any country, not by China, not by Russia, and, you know, not by anyone. And a gold-backed settlement system, which is, it looks like BRICS is going in that direction, a gold-backed currency, you could say, is really the answer. Now, could the U.S. come up with a gold-backed currency? Yeah, if they wanted to, but they don't. Because they want the power to print. The power to print money is the power to destroy. Remember that. And the U.S. has used that power to achieve all kinds of destruction, especially since 1971, when the dollar was removed from the gold standard. So the end of the dollar is approaching, and it will be World Freedom Day. The problem is, of course, that most Americans will be utterly wiped out as the dollar collapses, because they don't own gold, they don't own silver, they don't own hard assets. So that's a big part of the answer. So if you want to get gold and silver, check out our sponsor, Battalion Metals. You can find them. Just go to metalswithmike.com. And if you do that, you'll be able to purchase gold and silver directly with insured, discreet, insured delivery at outstanding prices. Very competitive. You can see the pricing in real time. And if you use discount code RANGER, then the shipping insurance is given to you for free. And then also, we get a little bit of credit for your purchase that's our sponsorship partner there, Battalion Metals. So check out their pricing though too, because they're very competitive and they don't run bait and switch, you know, scams or anything like that. Highly trustworthy, high integrity operation. Otherwise, I wouldn't recommend them. That's the company I recommend to all my family and friends as well. So check it out and thank you for listening and get ready. It's going to be interesting. BRICS is going to win this and the dollar is going to lose eventually. It might take years, but that's where this is headed. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that. E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant. And it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.